worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome, welcome, one and all, as we begin the process of closing out this year with a freak accident. My name is Crisco. Of course, this is part of the two-week span of time where we take off at the end of every year. This is something that we frequently do, but lucky for you, still bringing you one of our patented best of episodes. My name is Crisco, by the way. Our website is afreakaccident.com, and our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. I hope this week you got big plans to spend with family and friends and people that you love as you celebrate Christmas or whatever holiday it is that you celebrate. But we are going to be putting together this episode for you. If you've been listening for a while, may be retreading familiar territory, but if you're a new listener, this might be exactly what you need to get to know our show a little bit better, a best of a freak accident episode in which we go back and pull out some of our favorite moments from episodes past, not just this past year, but in previous years as well, because we've been doing this show for more than 200 episodes now. At one episode a week. But we grab some of our favorite moments and we mix them all together into this, giving you it's like a beer flight of weirdness with a freak accident. That's probably the best way that there is to describe it. I will be giving you a date and time stamps for when you can actually go back and, you know, if you hear a particular segment that you think is funny, you can go back and actually listen to the entire episode, and you can get every episode we've ever done available right now in the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. Just go to our website, again, afreakaccident.com, click podcast. It's pretty simple. Now, I can sit here and blather on about it, but why waste time? Let's get right into the best of a freak accident.
Follow a freak accident on Twitter @afreakaccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Kicking off this episode of the Best of a Freak Accident, we're going to be looking back to August 30th of 2018, not 2019. Here we are, almost 2020. We're going back about a year, a little bit more than a year away from now, when we heard a story about a bride-to-be, I should specify, that just sounded completely off her rocker. Like, what she was demanding of people that were going to be attending her wedding, it's just sick. You'll hear for yourself and our reaction on the best of a freak accident. Hold on, wait, I gotta finish my beer before we get into this.
Well, it's a wedding.
Also, just the stupid audacity of human beings.
Yeah, she is a... This lady, if you ever thought you had an unruly bride, nah.
Put it this way. When you find out there's a human being like this out there, you're going to think of me a hero for going around and killing people.
Yeah. At least you don't have to deal with the other people.
Right.
This girl no longer has friends. There's no way.
So this went viral on Twitter when some guy who was a member of a wedding-shaming Facebook... I don't even know what that is or what that means.
But I'm going to be a part of it.
I'm interested.
They're going to give us stories like this.
And he shared this around, and it went viral.
So basically, to start it off...
It doesn't need an introduction.
Well, no.
I'll just read the story.
She was going to get married. Does it explain...
Yes.
Okay, it does. I didn't get to read the whole letter.
Yes. Well, I'll get into it, because I did read it. And... contemplated the infinite, stared into the void, into the abyss, which stared back for a while.
Paint us a picture, Crisco.
All right. We don't know who this person is yet, either. I don't think it's come out.
I don't believe so. I think they can't say, technically.
Story time. Dear friends, it comes with great sadness that I'm announcing the cancellation of the blank wedding, because obviously the names are omitted.
I apologize for canceling only 4 days beforehand. Unfortunately, Blank and I have broken up due to some recent and irreparable problems. We have decided to end our relationship and not go forth with any future proceedings.
Which, right there, just seems like responsible adults.
Sure.
However, we are remaining civil and are still a team for our son.
Which is awesome.
After hours of tears, mental exhaustion, and even disassociation, I have come to this decision. In 1 hour after posting this status, I am going to delete my Facebook. Social media has caused me only paranoia and toxicity. I will be spending these next 2 months backpacking in South America, exploring my soul and ridding myself of toxic energy brought on by my friends and family. The ones who I thought I could trust the most.
I'll say, until she said that part about traveling and being away and all that stuff, she actually sounded like she was becoming an adult.
A rational person, right?
Right.
It wasn't going to work. Why push it to
then
work?
Then you say, I'm going backpacking in the jungle, and you're like, okay, you hippie, that's kind of weird, but whatever.
And then
People process depression in different ways.
But you can tell where it turns, where he goes, who I thought were my family and friends. You could just almost feel it right there.
Hence, I will be out of the country for all of October and November. Please don't contact me when I'm ready. I may make a new Facebook and add friends, family that haven't blanking stabbed me in the back.
And here it comes.
How did this all come crashing down? Well, I invite you all on Facebook, players, bystanders, and side characters of the people in my life, to take a seat and listen. You're all involved somehow. Somehow everyone is wrapped into this mess.
This is like 13 reasons why.
Yeah, a little bit.
Even if you weren't... this is why I killed myself. Even if you weren't invited to... By the way, don't kill yourself. Get help. This month is like National Suicide Awareness Month. Please call that number. Don't do it. Okay, back to me joking about killing yourself constantly. If you take a seat and listen, you're all invited, blah, 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 blah. Even if you weren't invited to my wedding, I don't care. You might hear of the drama. I'd rather you hear it from me and not asking for sympathy. I just want to tell my story. Before I begin this mini novel, I invite all of you, including the See You Next Tuesdays, who have ruined my marriage and life.
Hard see.
To put yourself in my shoes for once, let me take the stage and let me voice the most painful few months of my life. So already it's kind of getting melodramatic. Let me take the stage. It's about time I was told, I was heard, blah, 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 blah.
This sounds like my ex.
Lovely. Yeah.
Like legit sounds like my ex on Facebook.
First things were a fairy tale. I met the love of my life at 14. We were both young, but somehow we just knew we were meant to be. We worked on my family's farm together, and with each warm summer spent in the fields, our love grew deeper and deeper. Fast forward to high school. We went strong all 4 years. He put a ring on my finger when I was 18, worth nearly $5,000. We put everything on the line for each other, everything. We both chose to attend the same community college and work full-time in order to build our dream. We spent most of our days by each other's sides. I will always be thankful for that. Fast forward a few years, I was 20. I realized I was pregnant with my first. We were elated, tearful, and thankful to God for this gift. After giving birth to Declan,
I did not, that name,
I mentioned it earlier in the show, from being from pretentious human beings. I wonder if this didn't stick in my brain.
I think it did.
After giving birth to Declan, I knew that the next step would be to focus on my career and become financially stable. My ex did the same. We saved and saved. I was in love, I was happy, and I was looking forward to life.
Right now, still, kind of a human being.
We continued working and even got our degree. It was hard, yes, but so blissfully worth it. We managed to save up nearly $15,000 for a wedding. Since our love was like a fairy tale, we wanted an extravagant blowout wedding, one where our son could be included. We started touring venues and were torn between two. A local psychic told us to go with the more expensive option. Pump your brakes! That's where everything turns.
Okay.
Jesus God. Immediately, it's almost like you can hear the... of the tire screech. Right.
Yep.
Immediately, okay? A local psychic told us to go with the more expensive option, and we thought, why the hell not?
Okay.
Because when you think financial decision, you think
psychic.
Swami on the streets.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think the machine from Big, where you put in the quarter and it spits out a fortune. Yeah.
I used my fortune cookie and it told me to go run out in the street.
We just needed a little push. Our dream wedding amounted to $60,000.
God almighty!
All included with flights to Aruba. All we asked was for a little help from our friends and family to make it happen. I specifically asked for cash gifts. How could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without proper funding? We'd sacrificed so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500.
Only $1,500.
You! They have to fly to Aruba!
Now, here's the thing. The psychic part made me go, hold up 1 second.
Yeah.
When I got to $1,500, that was when I checked out the first time.
Again,
I almost threw my phone through the window.
That alone, even if you were going to a pig roast in their backyard, that is ridiculous. They're flying to Aruba for you.
We talked to a few people who even promised us more to make our dream come true. My maid of honor, who shall not be named, pledged $5,000 along with her planning services. We tearfully thanked and accepted. My ex's family offered to contribute $3,000, so our request for $1,500 for all other guests was not blanking out of the ordinary.
Like, yeah, it was.
Like, we made it clear. If you couldn't contribute, you weren't invited to our exclusive wedding. It's a once-in-a-lifetime party. No. So we sent out RSVPs, and only 8 people replied and sent us the check.
Well, if that is your caveat, then it shouldn't be surprising when you don't get
you 8 people. Those 8 people need to be sterilized for the good of the race. We were effing livid. How was this supposed to happen without a little help from our friends? To make matters worse, my ex's family took back their offer. Suddenly, more people backed out, including the See You Next Tuesday maid of honor. My best friend since childhood, my second family. I was so shocked and tearful. To make matters worse, it was only a month before the wedding. To cancel everything would have been more than $5,000. Desperately, we resent our invites and asked people to donate what they could. I mean, seriously, people, what is $1,000? What is $1,500? Clearly not a lot.
That is double my mortgage every month.
Right.
So it is a lot.
It would be quite manageable and within budget. I've heard of people asking for worse. Where? What, the royal wedding? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't even think they asked for money. So
we also set up a GoFundMe because, of course, they did. That only got us $250.
Probably from the swami that said to do it.
At this point, we were exhausted, tired. I yelled at my ex. I became unraveled. I realized my dream wedding was becoming a nightmare. Then it got worse. My ex came into the room and offered to get a Vegas wedding done. I laughed in his face, but he was dead serious. He wanted those cheap, raggedy, filthy, whore-like Vegas weddings. I mean, WTF. Was he out of his mind? Am I some hooch piece of trash? A hooker? Am I supposed to like the idea of getting married in the heart of shady gamblers, alcoholics, and the get-rich-fast fallacy? Suddenly, my body began to shake as I entered a panic attack. I like the fact, the hypocrisy. She mentions the get-rich-quick fallacy, but she's asking her wedding guests for $1,500 so she can have a BS Aruba wedding.
And why make fun of people who go to Vegas? Do you know what the whole heart of getting married? You're with the someone you love.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand why they didn't just go to the JP in the first place.
That's what I mean. Or if you go to Vegas, you get married in wherever. If you're happy, you're happy.
Short on time, so we got to rush through the rest of this. My ex left the room. Suddenly, my body began to shake. I had a panic attack. My ex left the room and didn't apologize for his horrid suggestion. I then called my maid of honor and cried my eyes out. Instead of sympathy, I was told that I was asking for way too much and I should stick to my budget. I mean, no words could describe. How could someone who offered me thousands of blanking dollars then deny me my promised money and then tell me to shift down my budget? She knows my blanking dream was a blowout wedding. I just wanted to be a Kardashian for a day and live my life like normal.
Yet she didn't want to be a whorish person. Okay.
I called her a filthy, expletive, poor excuse of a friend and hung up. Then she blocked me off all social media. Rumors swirled. I received anonymous threats. Guess what?
Your latest threat is from me, lady. Your time is coming.
Sorry. Anyway.
He doesn't want to, though.
I don't want to. I really don't want to. But I must. And I think at this point, everyone probably agrees with me. My ex stayed out later and later, and I have a feeling he even cheated. He probably just didn't want to come home. He was like Lazy E, just circling the supermarket. He was just looking at all the different cereal varieties. This is an excuse to not go home.
Hey, dude, if you're out there, reach out. We could talk.
My bridesmaids climbed on the boat with my maid of honor and dissed me. They essentially told me I was crazy. They asked for their deposit back, so I said, blank you. I refused to give it back until they could pay me back for their emotional distress. My ex started to talk to my maid of honor and gossip about me behind my back. I overheard him talking in the basement when he called me a stuck-up bee. Blah, 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 blah. Yada, yada, yada. It skips over. It says, anyway, I'm exhausted. I am bone tired. My heart is not the same. It is stone cold, fragmented, empty. I need to get away from this awful society. How hard would it be to have been to blanking donate friends? Do I matter to you? Just blanking give me my money for my wedding. I won't even sugarcoat. I won't even pretend that's what I wanted. It was for a dream. I was stabbed, cheated on, and worked. WRK apostrophe D. Work. Goodbye. See you in 2 months. Friendly reminder to you. See you next Tuesdays. Don't think you own me. I'm cutting all of you snakes off. I am living my life alone now.
Oh, I'm sure they're upset.
I only let those I believe have good intentions. XOXO. So, I hope you get malaria in some third world country, and I hope some monkey beats you to death with a blunt object.
Can I just want to put this out there. It's an interesting question. I bet no one listening could tell us of a bride that's worse. Email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Accept the challenge and accept our apologies in advance
or
as well.
Message us on Facebook, whatever you need to do.
Mickey, you've been like, you've known plenty of people throughout your life. Anything remotely close to this?
Possibly one of the weddings I worked at when I was working for one of our local florists.
Okay.
I don't know the whole details of it though, but I could only imagine that it was probably really bad.
So it's close to this though.
Yeah. Like, wow. I had to, let's put it in perspective, I had to drive to Philadelphia to go pick up linens from Scranton. My. I had to drive to New York to go pick up special chargers and back.
Chargers?
Like the plates that go under the plates.
Oh, I thought you meant like cell phone chargers. I was like, really?
Yes, cell phone chargers.
I only accept chargers purchased at the Sharper Image on 44th and 6th.
It's the only one that treats my phone right.
So there is a slight possibility it may exist.
Well, I want to hear those stories.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com.
We can do a whole segment on these.
We'll make you famous too. So.
Yeah.
At least you don't know that person. You don't have somebody like that in your life. And if you do, cut them off.
Get out. I did.
Email me. Ask for my services. I will regrettably offer them.
Oh, God.
Regrettably. There's a moth.
The best of a freak accident. A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
This next segment on the Best of a Freak Accident coming from January 24th of 2019. So just a little bit less than a year back from now. Again, all these episodes available at podcast.afreakaccident.com. This was 8 red flags that you might experience on a first date that should send you running for the hills. So if you're out there on the dating market right now, pay close attention right now on the Best of a Freak Accident. First date. Mickey, what kind of problem are you having right now?
There's too much hot chocolate in my coffee.
You got eggnog in my goat milk.
Don't ever say we're little kids on this side of the room because you just said you put hot chocolate in your coffee.
So?
And now she's complaining about the tummy ache that she has because of it.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie. I keep looking at the headline of this article where it says 8 red flags, and my brain keeps correcting it to 6 flags.
6 flags that will ruin your date.
No, 6 flags on a first date. I'm like, that would be an awesome first date. But like, no, that's not what this is.
I didn't even know they still existed, 6 flags.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them, right?
They don't advertise like they used to with that bald guy who danced around and everything.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't think they shut down. I'm pretty sure they're all still open.
I think they are.
I haven't been to a music park in forever.
That's sad. You should go.
Maybe I should with my hot chocolate coffee.
You need more fun in your life. Anyway, this is 8 red flags on a first date that should send you running. And this is from HuffPost.com.
Yay, HuffPost.
Yeah, Mickey's favorite website. I don't know why.
I don't know.
But whatever.
It's just easy to go to.
I guess. Yeah. They've got everything.
They got kind of confusing.
They do. Sometimes they do.
Yeah, they got shower thoughts, though, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
So anyway, this is your 8 red flags on a first date that should send you running. It was funny. I was just talking to a girl at the comic book store. She was telling me about she's on Tinder, I guess.
Oh, boy.
And she was telling me and a couple other people there about all of the terrible things that she experiences on that at all times. I'm like, this is atrocious.
I'm sure pictures are one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is assuming that you get past that swipe right, swipe left dynamic and you actually make it to a date with somebody. Yeah. And they're sitting across from you. I'm assuming you're not just in a dark room staring at a movie screen. You're actually trying to interact and learn something about each other. Here's 8 red flags that should send you running. Number one is the other person badmouths their ex.
Yep.
I learned that really quick.
So
after my last one.
I think it's kind of like, there's a time and a place for that, I think. Like, it's okay. Like, but not on the first date or even probably like the second, third, fourth, or even like the beginning of a relationship. You should probably leave exes completely out of it. Like down the line, you could maybe say stuff like, oh man, my ex was such an idiot when it came to this or that or whatever. But like on the first date and you're immediately talking about your poor experiences with past relationships.
Right.
Yeah. No bueno.
I did that when I first broke up with the ex-fiance. Mm. And it just became like, because I think I waited a little bit, but I started up too soon dating.
Yeah.
And it kind of was just what was on my mind.
It's still fresh for you. That makes sense.
And I would just talk about it, not even meaning to bash the person. And I think it's kind of like when you go on a job interview and you start bashing your previous job, they start questioning, was it the job?
I guess, yeah.
Or are you just a sour person? And are you going to bash us
right.
if we don't hire you?
Right.
Yeah, if you spend too much time talking about, that's the other thing, on the first date, the person who's listening to this might be thinking, so like if I don't want to date you long term, are you going to bash me to people? Because yeah, like I decide, you know what I mean? Because like, I decide that I don't want to initiate a full on relationship with you, you're going to go and trash me. Because that's apparently all you're interested in is trashing people.
Right.
I was like, I just don't know if that's such an awkward thing to do on a first date. Like, why are you talking about your relationship problems?
And that's, again, once I saw the reaction afterwards and the non-reaction after the date, mm-hmm. like no interaction afterwards, I was like, learned something today.
Yeah, just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Number two is they talk about themselves and only themselves.
Ew.
Yeah, you especially for a guy, it's listen.
Right.
No, it should be equal.
No, but here's the problem. This is where it becomes a problem, and I've always found this funny. They're always like, don't talk about yourself and listen to guys. They say the same thing to girls now. What happens? Like, both people just sit there and they go,
duh. No, you have an interactive conversation where you discuss something and then ask them a question that is similar to what you're discussing.
This is where it goes.
To see if you have things in common.
I don't think it's necessarily bad to talk about yourself, like as far as you're relating it to what they're saying.
Right.
But at the same time, you can't be all about you. Like you have to show interest in like not just presenting yourself to the other person, but also learning about the other person as well, because a relationship takes two.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So many people are more boring than me.
I mean, I can't necessarily dispute that. He's a pretty interesting guy.
I got a hairy butt, a megacolon. I've had 9 surgeries.
Please tell me, God, that's what you led with when you met Proofreader. I mean, I know it started with I'm not a piece of meat, but please tell me your first date. You're like, I hope you're okay with Sasquatch ass.
That actually was my profile name. Sasquatch ass. SA for short.
I mean, at least he's charming then when he talks about himself. He makes you laugh.
I told her the first date, I told her she was a scumbag because she was a Steelers fan.
Awesome.
So I kept it about her.
So, fair enough. Number three, they treat the wait staff rudely, assuming that you're on some kind of food date.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you treat strangers that way, how are you going to treat her?
Yeah. This steak, I said, well done. He flips the kitchen table over.
No, if they say well done, you flip that person out of the steakhouse.
Yeah.
You dump that person.
Agreed.
Gross.
Agreed.
Ugh.
Anything to add to that?
No.
As someone who's been wait staff for a good portion of your life, like,
I've honestly never had a scenario with like a date going on where somebody has been rude to me. It's usually the drunkard at the end of the bar.
Sure.
That is just so blasted they don't realize like where they are, what's going on. Those are usually the jerks.
So you've never seen like somebody mistreat you or another employee on a date and then you actually can see in real time the reaction of the other person at the table?
No.
Interesting.
Thankfully.
Yeah, that is good. I'm glad you've had such a positive experience as a waiter. Number four, they go overboard with the cocktails. What's wrong with that?
If you're drunk, I had that happen.
I am hilarious when I'm drunk. I'll have you know.
I picked this girl up for a date.
Why are you drunk?
What do you pick her? Just set her back down. She can walk on her own. You don't need to carry them around.
Well, she didn't have her wheelchair at the
time. Oh,
no, I'm
God.
Kidding. No, but I pick her up at her house, and she's already drunk. And I'm like,
saw
great.
That coming.
So she lived with her parents. And I'm like, I'm not going to embarrass her. So I brought her, and I texted my friend before I go, dude, I'm coming back. I'm coming back, and she's going to sit there, and we're going to just kind of wait this out. Turns out she goes, hold on a second. She brings a case of beer with her. I'm like, oh boy. So she comes into the house, the apartment that I had with my buddies. I'm like, this is her. And she brings in the case of beer. So they're like, well, at least she brought beer. I go into my room and I didn't come out for like 20 minutes. I was like, they could deal with it for a little bit. So she's drinking this beer and we're kind of just waiting for her to offer one, at least be courteous.
She didn't. She drank the whole thing by herself. Didn't she?
Nope. She said, okay. I go, well, let's go. And I had a whole plan in my head. And she goes, okay. Takes the beer and she goes, see you guys. And we're like, I got in the car and I just said, all right, let's go out to eat. Hang on a second. Hello? Oh, God. Work. I gotta go. It's an emergency. She goes, okay. And I'm like, drove her back home.
Oh, my God.
Never texted her again. Nope.
I'm so glad I'm done dating.
Oh, so am I. So am I.
Number five, they're uncomfortable with differences in opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like most of the culture today can't like just agree to disagree? There's no such thing as a cordial debate anymore.
No.
People can't talk about different ideas because they just scream at each other for being different.
Not always.
In most cases. I mean, well, I guess that's like the very, very, very vocal minority in that case.
Yeah.
But even so. Yeah, you should be able to talk about things and talk through things, even though you don't necessarily agree on everything. That's okay. That person might actually be able to teach you something.
Right.
But in the same vein, if you're bringing up like really touchy topics, like politics and stuff on your first date, you've lost.
Number six doesn't really seem like a first date kind of thing. They refuse to admit when they've made a mistake. How many mistakes are you making on your first date already? That's more like a couple weeks in. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, they're going to goof on a thing or two, and you're like...
Maybe, and this is just trying to make this make sense, maybe it's about the discussion they're having. Oh, I got fired from this job, but it wasn't my fault, and I did something wrong on my, if you're in college, my test, but I failed because it wasn't my fault. Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
They don't have any sense of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
It would probably be a
no
better way to...
No accountability in anything.
Better way to describe that, maybe. Number seven, they admit to ghosting people. Now, just in case you're not familiar with the term ghosting, that's when somebody just it goes into the wind or just disappears on you out of nowhere. It was funny. I was talking to somebody I know whose brother just recently got divorced. And he's trying to get back into dating, and he's getting upset because people on dating apps and dating sites and things are ghosting him after like two or three conversations. And he's getting mad because like, oh, it's been like three or four. I talked to them three or four nights in a row, and then they just disappeared. Like in my mind, like ghosting is much more acceptable to be upset over when it's been like couple months,
right.
And you've gone on a couple dates already, and then they just suddenly disappear.
Well, yeah, if you're like, just talking online, that's what happens.
Exactly.
That just happens. I think they mean more of ghosting as in, we're supposed to meet.
Yeah, or...
First date,
or like, if they admit to ghosting people, that's just telling you, like, hey, like, 2 or 3 months from now, after we've gone on 4 or 5 dates, maybe, this person might just...
Disappear.
Bamf. Yeah, yep. They might just bamf out of here, and that's going to be it.
That's got to you got to question that person's intelligence if they're sharing that.
I mean, I've never understood why you can't just say
not interested.
Listen, we've had some fun. You know, I've enjoyed hanging out with you, but I just don't think you know you're what I'm looking for right now. What's wrong with that? I mean, I understand like that's a difficult thing to say, but I think that's more polite, like telling them rather than just disappearing.
Especially in this day and age with the ways you get in contact with someone, you're not going to totally get rid of that person.
Right.
You're going to get text.
Especially if they're insane. Well, I mean, if they're insane, they're probably going to insist anyway. But at least, like, you know, they're not, like, in the off chance that they are a sane person who's just going to be, like, overcome with, oh, my God, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Like, just be polite and tell them, look, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. And then block them so you don't have to hear from them anymore if they press the issue.
If they press the issue, then you could ghost.
Right.
That's their problem at that point.
Right.
Number eight the last one. They seem bored by you. Obviously.
Yeah. If they might not be bored with you, but if you're sitting on a date going, Uh-huh.
Is it over yet?
Uh-huh.
Is it over yet?
Or your hands on your chin, like sitting there going.
I think any time like you have to look at your watch on a date to wonder if it's over, that at that point, at that point, yes, it is over. It's time to call this one quits.
Yeah.
But we only just ordered appetizers. You're vapid. I don't want to have any more conversations with you.
Well, get a box. We're going.
Or at least I'm going. You can do whatever you want.
You now have that that model's diet that we talked about last week. Tapas.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I'm going to go do some cocaine because I need to take the edge off of this horrifying, horrible experience that I've just gone through. Sitting across from you, watching you drool into your soda cup. That was a little bit meaner than it probably needed to be, but whatever. There's 8 red flags. You see those? Run. Get out of there. The person isn't worth dating.
If you've had that happen to you, any of those, email us, freaks@freakaccident.com.
Sure, if you can think of any more.
It's the best of a freak accident. Look up a freak accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Right now on the Best of a Freak Accident, we're looking at a segment that we did where we talked about, and actually this, I believe this segment, I wasn't even here for this one. This is one of the few episodes of the show that I missed, but Lazy E and Mickey were still there to take us through the most annoying little things that we experience in day-to-day life. This was featured in our September 5th, 2018 episode.
I honestly think Bush wrote it about this.
Doesn't Bush have a repetitive song too?
Little things that kill.
Yeah.
Little. I think he had a tick. He was just giving a little. If you saw, see, this is why we need webcams, because you got to see that face I made. No one else did. Little.
You like, know, they make Instagram Live now. We should probably utilize it.
Yeah, yeah. It was basically me doing Popeye face and just shaking my head back and forth. And for some reason, I have to talk like Popeye when I do it. Get me spinach. There was a new survey released. There was no easy way out of that. There was a new survey released by The Sun, all the way up in the sky.
Okay.
They came out this. The Sun had a new survey of, I think, 17,000 different little problems, and they had real people. I don't know why they put real people in here. Of course they're real people. Fake people. They had mannequins do this. They had a bunch of people try to break down the survey of like the little things in life, like you stub your toe, something that won't kill you in the long term, but
it's annoying.
Little whittles at your life that probably take years off altogether. I could tell you a lot of these do. Can you? What are some little things that bother you?
When somebody does not finish a sentence in a short amount of time, like finishing a thought.
Yeah, yeah, and then you're sitting there like,
come on, just finish it. Come
and then they break off into a different story.
Oh, that'll drive me
bonkers.
And you're
like, no, back. Because then you don't even remember what happened, then they have to recap the story, and you're like, oh. There's three things that bother me.
Okay.
Intolerant people, people who don't finish lists. So let's get to this one right here.
Ha ha ha.
Coming. Somebody's sitting out there going, I don't get it. And that actually annoyed you because it wasn't a full thought.
Yeah.
Wow. Two for
one. We're
doing
good.
Joke, and I annoyed Mickey. This is the greatest day ever. Crisco's not here. No. This is the greatest day ever. Oh, my God. Thank God. Okay, so number 10 on this list, and I hate this so much because there's no point for it. There's literally no point. ATM fees.
Yeah. Yeah, I just started learning about them and then learning how I need to avoid them because I've never, up until this year, needed a debit card. Ever.
Really?
Nope.
How?
Because I manage my money.
But the thing is, like, I don't like pulling out cash, especially when I'm in, like,
a concert where it's like in a big city.
Yeah.
I don't like having a lot of cash on me because I don't want to
I'd rather lose the cash than a credit card.
You see, you can cancel a credit card fast, though. You can't cancel money in someone's hands.
Yeah, but they can also take out way more money that you may potentially never get back. I'd rather lose $100 than $1,000.
Now, you want to hear something neat? I don't know how true this is. I've heard it's true in most places, most banks.
Okay.
Again, never had to use it. Thank God. Knock on wood. If like you ever get held up in an ATM, you put in your password, your
PIN,
your PIN code backwards, and it will alert the bank.
I wouldn't know it fast enough with somebody pointing a gun at me or holding me up.
To be honest, I forgot it so many times. I can't remember it forward.
Yeah, exactly.
I sit there. The worst is when they send you a new ATM card and you're like, oh, a new number? No. I can't do this.
That hasn't happened yet. I'm hoping it never happens.
Did you know when they did that with me? When they had to put the chip.
Yeah.
And they did it without me knowing, so I went to go take money out, and they're like, this card is declined. I'm like,
what do you mean?
What? I spent all my money, and I'm freaking out. And they're like, no, we had to send you one. Well, why isn't it here yet? Oh, it must be late. Well, don't cancel my other card.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. ATM fees. But there's a... I don't know if this is everywhere, but there is a way around it. If you get an ATM card from a credit union, I believe they waive the fees.
Possibly. There are some banks that waive them, too.
Yeah, very few, though, anymore. Right. Like, the major banks will not do it.
Yeah.
They want you to take it from there, and I don't get why. It's your money. You should be able to take it out.
Any way to make a buck.
But you should be able to take it out any way you want.
I know.
Why? It doesn't... And maybe if you know why they do this, freaks at a freakaccident.com, because I do not get it at all.
It's a convenience fee. It's not an ATM fee.
Convenience fee. What if you're in a different area and your bank doesn't exist?
Tough cookies.
I love cookies. I can't say that. Number 9. Washing your clothes and realizing you left a Kleenex in the pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's never a good time.
Oh, and it rips up everywhere.
Or even paper. It doesn't even have to be a Kleenex. Like, I've left notes more times than I'd like to admit in the wash and trying to pick the paper out of it. Nope. Nope.
Or a pen.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's there. And the thing is with paper and everything else... Somehow you'll like shake everything out. You'll run it again in the dryer with a like a lint trapper or whatever.
Right.
Still, you'll put on a shirt and you'll find a piece of that paper somewhere.
Yeah.
Or especially when it's something you needed, like a check. And then you have to ask the person for the check again.
It's like, so I washed it. I promise I wasn't money laundering.
Yeah. Well, technically you were.
Ha ha ha.
Because it's in the laundry. You're money laundering. Number 8. Drivers who don't follow the rules.
So everyone?
I take exception to that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I take exception to the people that I take... You shouldn't be annoyed if they're going too fast, because sometimes the speed limit is not that savory.
Uh-huh.
On the interstate, here in Pennsylvania, it's 55. Are you kidding me? Now, some areas did 65, but... There's no reason at all it should be 55. Sammy Hagar told us he can't drive 55. It shouldn't be 55. That's stupid.
For how much traffic that road gets, I'd rather it be 55.
You go with the flow of the traffic.
Well, sure you do.
But you'll get pulled over. Because 70 is usually the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
I think a good 70 would be nice. Down in Texas, when I lived there, 70.
Well, they did it on... Our major roads, the turnpike.
Yeah, the turnpike they changed, thank God. But I do get mad somebody who doesn't use their blinkers.
Yeah.
Because I'll go to, especially like when I'm going to turn left onto a road and the other person's coming straight, but they have their left turn signal. I'm like, okay, I'll wait for them.
Yep.
They go straight.
Yep.
Gotta be kidding me. Can we say we're annoyed by this because we work with Crisco?
Yes.
Lateness.
Always.
He's never late. He's admitted on this show he's terrible time management.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know if I get mad. I get annoyed.
I think we just expect it at this point. It's normal.
But yeah, it does say annoying little things. It's not like we're like, oh, yeah, that's the thing. If they're late all the time, it's not really late anymore. It's just what we expect.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, there's
we just plan accordingly. He says 7, we know it's 7:15.
The first part of this irked me since I was a child. My dad, I couldn't stand about this first part of it. My dad was this way. People who eat loudly. Oh, it just like makes me bitter to the core.
There's something about that. I forget what it is. My uncle doesn't like people that eat loud either. They like chew with their mouth open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's, it's just obnoxious. It's just the sound makes me want to puke. I could not, if Proofreader ate like that, I would not have been able to marry
her. Knock her out.
Nope. I know I would have never continued dating her.
Yeah.
I could not do it. Your murderer seems like he's a chomper.
No.
No?
No, he's quiet either.
Seems like an animal. No. Like he would just eat and just go.
No.
The chicken would still be alive.
I mean, he gets food all over his shirt. Oh, he's a no, messy eater, that's for sure.
Which leads to the next thing. Are too messy. That doesn't really bother me.
No.
Because I'm a messy person to begin with.
I get a good laugh out of it, but yeah, like, whatever.
Proofreader has whipped me into shape quite a bit, though.
Uh-oh.
like I'll fall asleep, and like I'll be just
with food on you?
And no. And I'll leave out, like, the bag of Cheerios. Because I just like to eat the Cheerios out of the bag. Sometimes glass of milk in that, so I don't have to dirty a bowl. And I'll just leave it there, and she's like, put it away before you go to sleep. I'm like, I'm so comfortable.
Then I want to get up.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to do that. Spill this? I don't get this. Spilling on your clothes?
Yeah, it's annoying. That's what I was just referring to. We got in the car, so we went to Hershey on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Which was a terrible idea, because it was like 9,000 degrees and just as humid.
Kind of like this room?
Yeah.
A little bit.
We're a little roasty in here.
Yeah.
We were in the car, not 5 minutes. He gets syrup all over his shirt.
He's 5 years old.
Yeah. French toast sticks. He's got the little container.
Why does that annoy you?
And it didn't annoy me. It annoyed him.
Well,
because he's like, I just changed my clothes and
Oh, yeah. I guess this is annoying things that happen in their day-to-day life. So, yeah, that does make you mad because I'll get dressed in the morning. And the worst part is I'll go to work, and I'm already at work.
Right.
As soon as I pick up a coffee, miss my
mom. Ah, yeah. Yep, been there.
I am 35 years old. I have been drinking by myself for a good, probably 33 of those years. Probably more. And I somehow miss my mouth. It's like biting your finger when you eat. That's a little annoying thing. I don't know if it's on this list, but when I eat a french fry, and all of a sudden, I just keep eating. Like, the french fry doesn't end. And it's like, huh? It's my finger.
I don't think I've done that.
Or bite your cheek.
Yeah, that
I've
done.
My cheeks have been there always. I've been eating since forever.
Are you sure about that?
Forever. And it happens at least a couple times a month.
Yeah.
I'll be like, and then that Mark Lee, it's like God showing you, like, this is going to stay here for a couple days and you won't be able to eat anything salty. I don't know why God talks like an evil villain. Twiddling his mustache. I guess God has those moments. The number four thing, the most annoying little things, according to a survey by The Sun. People who think the rules don't apply to them.
Deal with that with the soccer parents.
Oh, so they, give me an example.
So we have the outdoor smoking section.
Uh-huh.
That they feel the need to harass our customers about smoking there, that it's a private area.
Uh-huh.
And they get into fights with them and they feel that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Well, it's hypocritical.
Oh, absolutely.
A little bit. Number three, someone not saying please or thank you. That's just basic.
Yeah.
That's basic, just ignorance. You say please or thank you. That's just proper.
And your welcome is nice, too, once in a while.
You're welcome. Please and thank you is enough, I think. If you say thank you, your welcome is kind of implied. Oh, no, the person should reciprocate with you're welcome.
It would be nice.
But at least say please and thank you. If you can only control what you do.
Right.
And as long as you say those things, you've taken care of your side of the street. Let's make America polite again. Let's make hats. What would that be? MAGA's Make America Great Again. MAPA. We're going to get MAPA.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Why?
Pretty sure that's what the rapists are going by, isn't it?
Then we're not going to make
let's not do that.
Cancel the MAPA hats? Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to cancel those. People cutting in line, hate that. Nope. That's like people who don't think the rules apply to them.
Yeah.
I hate it. When I'm at Walmart, which is very rarely, I try to avoid that. You finally make it to the end. Someone just, some old little biddy brings her cart in with about 600 things through the self-checkout line that they do not know how to use, and then they just proceed to just take forever.
Yep.
No. And here's another rude thing. Speaking of lines, when you're at a store and you have 500 things, the person behind you has one, let them go first.
Nah.
Let them go first.
Nah. I mean, they chose to get in your line, and they saw.
No, I'm talking about when there's no choice.
Okay, well, when there's no, yeah.
When you're at Walmart and there's two lines.
Yeah.
So.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Well, this is the week of Christmas, and so I figure what better way to round out this Best of a Freak Accident episode than by looking back to last Christmas when we gave you our heart, but the very next day you threw it away. But this was the episode that we featured on December 20th, 2018. It was 10 of the weirdest Christmas songs ever produced right now on the Best of a Freak Accident.
This is a normal Christmas song.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Right. Billboard, however, compiled a list of the most unconventional Christmas songs ever released.
These are not like random artists either. These are big named artists.
I'll tell you what, just from, I have never heard the first two on this list that I'm already seeing here.
Yeah, neither have I.
So in any case, this is the 10 of the less familiar ones on this list. So the first one is spelled Y-U-L-E, Yule, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out by Fallout Boy.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound bad. It just sounds like...
emo.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It
sounds like a typical, like,
I actually thought,
emo song.
Before I realized that Mickey said that, I thought that was just a part of the song. It's like somebody in the background of Fall Out Boy's music is just going, emo!
Yeah. It's the drop. In there. Right, it's part of the hook.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was weird, but it fits Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is All I Want for Christmas is a Real Good Tan.
By DMX.
By Kenny Chesney.
All I want for Christmas is a real good
X gonna give it to me.
What does Kenny Chesney become? What's we call it? What's his name? Who sings Margaritaville?
Oh
my God! Jimmy Buffett.
There you go.
That's what he's become.
Yeah. Was he ever not though?
I think when he first started, he was just country. Now it sounds Caribbean.
Yeah. He has become Jimmy Buffett.
I'm not going to argue it. Jimmy Buffett has billions and billions of dollars.
And admittedly, having a cheeseburger at Paradise is a pretty sweet thing.
Yeah, and margaritas.
Right. Don't Shoot Me Santa by The Killers.
Don't shoot me Santa.
Every killer song sounds like this.
And of course, theirs is called Don't Shoot Me Santa. Of course.
Don't shoot me. Every song starts out of theirs. That it's like that.
Emo!
Yeah!
Emo!
I do like The Killers, song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's The Killers.
Again, fits their style of music.
I'm still angry that sick doesn't rhyme with chest.
What?
Figure it out. That was a killer song. Remember? Mr. Brightside?
Yeah.
When she says... and my stomach is sick. Now it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest.
Yeah, touching.
I said, see, it makes sense, Mickey.
Yeah, okay.
That was.
Go ahead, roll your eyes and be like, dude, I don't understand, because I don't know song lyrics, as I've already handily proven tonight by winning my first ever finish the lyric.
Oh, by the way, there was a recount.
No, there wasn't. And especially not if it was in Florida, because we've determined we can't trust those people. Number four, Santa Stole My Girlfriend by The Maine.
For some reason, I thought they meant Gucci Mane. I was really shocked when I heard this.
Who is The Mane?
Them.
Okay.
Did he say Santa, my bitch?
Santa, you bitch.
Okay.
Because he stole his girlfriend. You see?
Okay.
You get it?
Get it.
Because he's mad.
Maybe work on that dad bod, bro. Hit the gym.
Well, wait. Santa has a dad bod.
So now So now we have Fitz and the Tantrums also made the list with Santa Stole My Lady. I'm detecting a theme here.
Santa
is a womanizer.
All right, let's hear this song.
I want it.
I'm sorry.
Are you gonna play the actual song?
Hang on, I gotta find it. Alright, what's the song name again?
Santa Stole My Lady by Fitz and the Tantrums.
I actually like this song after I heard it. It just has a cool groove to it.
I have never heard of any of these songs. I don't think I've ever heard any of them on the radio.
I've never heard the Christmas. I've heard the band.
Yeah.
Is this like a running thing with emo bands coming up with Christmas songs?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because it's an easy buck.
I guess. Because we have Blink 182 now, and I won't be home for Christmas.
It's Christmas time again.
It sounds like I was trying to listen to it. And it just sounds like mush.
It's pretty much every song in that brief era. It's like, there's no dynamic range! Everything's smashed together!
The next song, I'm Going Down in History of Songs, is the laziest song ever written. Ever.
Now, we do not have... We have the edited version of this, correct?
We'll find out.
Great. Uh-oh. Chance the Rapper with Merry Christmas, Lil Mama.
Text me what Santa's I say.
Merry Christmas, Lil Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Merry Wait for it. It gets better.
Yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas, Lil Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas, Lil Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, Lil Mama.
Steve.
So... This is what children today consider rap music.
Here's the worst part about it.
We grew up with Biggie Smalls and Tupac.
Even earlier.
And Jay-Z.
I'll go even earlier, even corny rap. Sir Mix-a-Lot at least put lyrics in it. That guy didn't even sound like he wanted to be there. It sounded like he sounded like his hand was on his, like...
It probably was.
Merry Christmas, little mama. I just need to go to bed.
Pearl Jam, Let Me Sleep, It's Christmas Time.
Yeah, typical whiny Pearl Jam, too.
Oh, when I was a kid.
They also recorded it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or it's a live version.
No, it isn't. This is it.
Oh, boy.
It's Christmas time.
Well, in Miami, he'll find a bit of a down. Lemon yosha. Take it on now. Lemon yosha.
It just sounds like...
Santa brought me a lemon yellow, sir.
You see, I liked that Pearl Jam. This is when he turned into Neil Young Pearl Jam.
Mm.
And that I hate, because it's like... George Bush was an awful man.
Simply presents on the tree. Santa left presents for me again.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you want to hear a censored song?
A pimp's Christmas song.
Oh, get ready for the censor on this.
Yeah, this pimp's Christmas. Yeah, this pimp's Christmas. December 25th, a pimp Christmas. Let me check my gift list. I'm on some pimp. Yes, indeed. I proceed to roll up the trees. Snoopy Dico double G's. Oh,
slave. Let me show you how it is.
Beautiful.
Wait,
it gets beautiful.
I'm at the liquor store. I'm trying to crack.
Well, I mean, this at least is better than
Merry Christmas, little mama. Merry Christmas, little mama. Merry Christmas, little mama. Merry Christmas, little mama. Merry Christmas, little mama.
Then we have the new kids on the block with Funky Funky Xmas.
Funky Christmas and a funky new year, I swear. We got ourselves a party here. Girls on the floor, no side posse at the door. Should I stop?
Nah.
Of this song, a funky Christmas melody. Cause Jordan K feels
awesome. That is typical early 90s rap. White rap.
Pretty much.
They tried to be the Beastie Boys.
Yep.
And they failed. By every possible measure.
They got the money.
And finally, number 10, by a Christian punk rock band, Reliant K, Santa Claus is thumbing to town.
Like, as in...
Hitchhiking.
Oh.
And you can hear Mrs. Claus scream, and I want you to never trust themselves.
It certainly sounds like Reliant K.
Yeah. Which sounds like Blink-182, which sounds like Sum 41, which sounds like... Welcome to Warped Tour 2008, everyone!
Santa Claus is thumbing to town.
Yeah.
Terrific.
There was one more on this list that didn't quite make it.
Okay.
Porky Pig. We gotta love Porky Pig, right? Uh-huh. He sang Blue Christmas. There's no way you don't laugh at this.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
It's really Porky Pig, too. Well, the cartoon.
I was going to say, this isn't somebody, like, mocking it, or...
No, you can see all these videos along with this one at afreakaccent.com. The real deal. I just love the people laughing in the background. Just the classics. Yeah. It's a classic. I got to say, though, I'm mad about Billboard.
Why?
They didn't put one song on here that I'm very upset about. DMX.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it close.
Say what?
You could ever call him names.
They do it in the middle of the song.
Amazing.
Santa came to say,
where you at?
That is going to do it, wrapping up this episode of A Freak Accident, another best of in the books. Thank you for taking the time to listen, especially if you're a new listener. We hope this has encouraged you to keep listening and not made you throw down your headphones in disgust and run away into traffic. And if you're a longtime listener, thanks again for laughing along with us at some of our favorite moments from episodes gone by. Again, all these episodes that you heard are available at podcast.afreakaccident.com. So there's no reason for you to be lonely while we wait these 2 weeks to come back in the new year, fresh and strong with another brand new episode that we will be delivering to you. We look forward to that. In the meantime, again, our website is afreakaccident.com. You can join us on social media by clicking connect. You can listen back to old episodes I mentioned in the podcast section. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a good review. You would be shocked to know just how much leaving us a review on these different places where you listen to podcasts helps. It really, really does. Reviews count. And if you want to help us continue to grow ourselves and grow this show, that's the easiest thing you can do, and it all costs you your time. So whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen, subscribe, leave us a good review, and we will be catching up with you again real soon. Another best of episode coming next week. In the meantime, for Lazy E, for Kara, for Mickey, I'm Crisco. This is a freak accident where you might think you have it all figured out until a freak accident happens. Take care.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.